I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca from Monday, December 18th, 2017.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's 1 week before Christmas.
It is, yeah, exactly 1 week.
It's weird because it's we don't usually work this late of the year, but we started late in the fall. And then you were mentioning just before we started how school doesn't end until Friday, which
right.
I found weird because Christmas Eve is on Sunday.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like, I remember when we were going to school, it seemed like there was like a week before, I don't know, maybe I'm misremembering.
Like we got, I know, well, that's what it felt like. Like we got off at least a week before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had like the whole week off before Christmas, but now it's literally they're off on Friday and Christmas is on Monday.
Yeah.
So very short.
But again, it's crept up on all of us as well, I think. You know,
it has. Not like we didn't know all year that Christmas was coming. But
I just think the way it's all timed and things like that, I still feel like Christmas, even though it'll be a week away, I still feel like it's more than a week away.
I know. It's messing with
it
our heads. Not prepared. Are you prepared?
Well, I went to the Walmart on the weekend. And
okay.
I can't remember why I went to the Walmart. I'm having problems with FedEx, which you know about, which I posted about on Facebook, but I don't want to get into
right.
it because it's too long a story to tell. Anyway,
well,
so...
because it's been horrid.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this resolves itself.
Okay,
we won't
badmouth them just yet.
Well, so I go to the Walmart, which was near the place where I was supposed to go. And so I go there, and... Yeah, you can tell it's a week before Christmas because there's just a lot of people. And
great
they're
tell.
Rushing about buying stuff, food, and there's a lot of groceries at Walmart. I guess I haven't been to a Walmart in a long time that I just didn't. Which I don't get, too, that they sell. I went to the one on Grandview Highway there. And the only reason I went was because someone drove me there. It's not like you can't get there by bus or by. You mentioned that you can, but I don't. It seems like too far a walk.
It's quite the walk, but it's like I said, determination.
But I mean, I don't know why you would buy your groceries there. I mean, they can't be that cheap or cheaper than say the superstore, which is on the corner there of Renfrew and Grandview. Or
well, it's just not as mental inside. And sometimes it is a little cheaper.
The Walmart is, and then there's also Save-On Foods between the two of them, right?
There is.
So, I mean, I don't, and, you know, it just seems like too many grocery stores in that
little area. A lot of stores within that small radius, I know.
And then then we went home, and then on the way home, the superstore had the sign that said, all checkouts open. Because I haven't been to a superstore in probably 10 years. Like we used
Lord.
We used to do our grocery shopping there as a family.
Right.
And then, we don't shop anymore as a family, so there's no need to go there. Plus, there's, grocery stores closer. But I do remember when we used to go to the superstore that it was a nightmare with the lineups.
It still is.
So I guess it's the gimmick that all the checkouts are open this weekend.
It's like they all need to be open. There's like 1,000,000,000,000,000 people in the store. It's just crazy right now, even through the 16 or less, the 16 or less aisle, right?
Oh, the express line, yeah.
Even those are insane.
Do you ever do the self-checkout? Because we were in the lineup, and then the man with a clipboard comes and says, would you like to use a self-checkout? And I'm even as right-wing as I am and capitalistic as I am, I don't believe in the self-checkout because that takes away people's jobs.
Well, we're taking away jobs, exactly. No, that's why I don't do the self-checkout regularly either.
And then people would steal, though, don't you think?
Oh, no, lots of people do. But me personally, yeah, that's one of my biggest things is it's taking away jobs. But at the same time, it's like, if it's faster, or I see that, the cashier is clearly having a conversation with somebody at the till, then, I'm going to take it upon myself to go through self-checkout. But, I mean, in the case of Superstore,
have they got self-checkouts?
They do, but it's almost as crazy as, you're almost better off just waiting in the line, right? Because you got to do, if you have your Superstore, you know, points. You want to collect those, you know, scanning it, the card, it doesn't do it properly through the self-checkout right now. It's just a whole bunch of foolery. It's just, horrible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the one place that I went to that this weekend that I thought was good was Costco, even though it was the one in Burnaby, which is just horribly busy. The lineup was very short.
And oh, really?
They all had their checkouts open, and so that was, I mean, I was in and, well, I was, the shopping part took a while, but I mean, the
right.
paying for it was like 5 minutes.
Pretty fast? Okay.
Yeah, less than 10. More than 5, less than 10. And they're always happy. That's the thing that I always liked about Costco.
No, they are. They're always quite lovely at the cash register.
Even the people that are, you know, stocking the shelves, they're more friendly than, say, you know, the surly people at Safeway or something like that.
True.
But, you know.
They have some more secured work there at Costco, though.
You mean like the wages and things like that?
Well, wages and all of that. I love how you get to see on their you know, tags how long.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, everybody's been there a long time, right?
They've been there since, like, forever.
Yeah.
Like, wow. So you know that's a good company.
Yeah.
I mean, or at least they're doing something right.
Well, they don't. They I guess they're giving free memberships.
Maybe that. I mean, that alone would keep me there, I'm sure.
I signed. Well, I can't remember when the. I guess it was 10 years ago, 2007, November of 2007, when the one here downtown opened.
Right.
And so that's when I signed up for my membership, and so it's been 10 years. So I had to renew it this month.
Right.
And it's gone up. It's like $105 now.
It is. It keeps. I feel like it keeps going up, and I get the.
Well, it's more than 100. I think it's 115 now. I should say.
Well, I get the one with the black card, the executive membership.
Yeah, that's one.
I think it's like 140.
Is it? Oh, okay.
I'm not sure, but it's quite a pretty penny. Although, you know, you can put you can put more than one person on it.
It's 120.
Is it?
Yeah, it was 110 last year. Now it's 120.
Okay, so there you go. But, you know, you do get that cash back perk, which I like.
And that covers most of the fee, doesn't it?
So, you know what? Sometimes it does. It really depends on how much shopping you're doing.
Yeah, because I think I paid what it would cost for a regular membership, which is $60.
Right.
So it's covered half of my
half
fee.
Of your membership fee already. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, so. But,
that works.
But have you finished all your shopping for gifts that you have to buy people and things like that?
Oh, my gosh. I barely started.
Huh.
I have to, I'm going to be ordering a lot of it online.
That's the other thing. I've done some of that this year, and other than the FedEx fiasco, Saturday and Sunday, I had deliveries from Canada Post.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday from Canada Post, which I've never seen before.
Oh, that's me too. I got a delivery today too.
And the other one was what's the other company that delivers? The Amazon. I guess they're every day, right?
Yeah. That's pretty much.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. I got a delivery from Canada Post today too, and I was like, oh. I had no idea Canada Post worked on Sundays.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not hating on it. I'm not complaining. Just had no idea.
Right.
I'd like to see it more often. Because, you know, at least I know that I'll be home on a Sunday to receive those packages.
That's true, yeah.
So I saw the tweet that you made, with the Hamilton CD. How did you like that?
It's really good. I mean, I like the show because it's American politics.
Right.
And then I was kind of worried about the freestyling and the hip-hop and the whatever. But, I mean, it is amazing. I think it's when they write the history of Broadway. I mean, it's going to be – Hamilton is already one of those shows that people talk about as one of the greats. Just as they talk, say, like The Sound of Music or Gypsy or Cats or Phantom of the Opera. I think it's going to be one of those shows, you know. And the reason I bought it was because I figured I will never watch the show. I don't think there's any way I'll ever get tickets.
No?
No. Well, I didn't tell you this story, but I mean, I read that it's going to be in Seattle in February and March of 2018.
Okay.
So I signed up for the pre-code or whatever you call it. What do you when you buy the
tickets? Pre-sale code. Yeah.
So they email you this thing. And the Ticketmaster people make it sound really important, you know. They say that, you know, here's your pre-sale code.
Right.
And
be there or be square. Yeah,
Monday at 9 a.m. I think that's the day I'm making it up now. Monday at 9 a.m., you're free to buy tickets to Hamilton.
Right.
So, you know, it's 11 a.m. I said, well, I'll go have a look. You know, I'm sure I've got the pre-code, right, or whatever. So, you know, I'm gonna get something, right? Well,
right.
11 a.m., I didn't get anything. And I went on Twitter, and people were complaining the same thing. Hundreds of people had the same code, and they couldn't get tickets either. So they give you these codes to rig it so that these resellers or whatever, these scalpers, or don't have access to these tickets. But, I mean, I'm sure they have access to these tickets because somebody bought them. I mean, I know that there are a lot of fans
for
this.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's got to be someone with, like, a bank of computers going there.
Well, they sit, yeah, I mean, it's obviously they've got bots and trolls, mm-hmm.
right?
Like, that have, I think, secured a whole bunch of pre-sale codes.
Yeah.
And then they either sell them or they then sit there and just buy up all the tickets.
Yeah. So because
on those pre-sale codes,
So because it's Christmas, the Christmas season, right? I figured, you know, as a gift for myself, because then I looked at the calendar. The show closes in Seattle the week of the middle of March, where it's my birthday.
Right.
I'll treat myself to tickets to Hamilton. So I go on the Ticketmaster website just as a lark to see if there's anything left. And people, you know, if you buy something from Ticketmaster, rather than scalp it, Ticketmaster encourages you to resell it on their site.
Right.
So that, you know, there's no...
Gives people, like, a sense of security.
Yeah, a second chance, even, right?
Right.
So I go there, and sure enough, there are seats at various performances, right? You know, and we're not talking a great number of seats either. We're just talking, like, you know, less than a dozen seats for each show, which means it's a sellout already, right?
Less than a dozen seats.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so they show you the scale. So there's, you know, the bottom end and then the high end.
Right.
Well, the bottom end is like 500. And so you look at those seats
and then you think,
they're way, way up there. You know, they're like in Bellingham.
For $500?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
And so the top price, if you want to sit in the orchestra section up front, well, it's like $1,800. I saw one for one Saturday performance in February for like $2,100.
That's mind-blowing.
And that's American, too, so that's like 30%.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Jesus. Didn't even take that into consideration.
So, I mean, I'll never see Hamilton. And, I mean, even, you know, I mean, it leaves you very disappointed, I've got to say.
We'll have to set you up a GoFundMe account or something.
You know,
I mean, fundraiser to send Joseph to Hamilton.
But it's, so, I mean, it I think it speaks to the popularity of the show.
It does, but I think it also says something about ticket scalpers and...
Yeah.
You know,
oh, I mean, every big act.
I
mean, we see that all the time with every big act. Like, Adele tickets sell out, like, in an hour.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how, I don't know how it's possible. I have friends that go to concerts, like, every concert that's in town, they're going, they're mm-hmm. on it. And it's like, how do you find that, well, time and money to even secure these tickets?
Yeah.
I just find that even if I have the money, I just don't have the time to wake up early and...
sit at the computer and click,
set up the computer and click around. And, you know, I'm such a... I'm a procrastinator, right? So very rarely will I buy anything just on the first, you know, go-round,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
I have to ponder that for a bit.
Yeah.
So those...
Yeah, and I don't understand.
Work for me.
Yeah, and I don't. I mean, like, even to buy tickets in February and March is something that I never thought of doing other than for Hamilton, right? Because I mean, I probably won't be alive in February and March of next year, right?
Oh, give me a break! Of course, I mean.
You know, but I mean, but still, I mean, I can't even plan tomorrow, let alone.
I know. It's hard. You know, it is hard. I did do that for a concert that I went to recently, and we bought the tickets back in, like, oh, gosh. It might have been, like, May or even June for a concert in October, which I've never done before. But, I mean, as it got closer, I was like, okay, now, you know, you have to kind of start making plans. And it was the middle of the week, so it was totally awkward and weird. But you know, made it happen.
Yeah.
But again, that was getting those tickets. I mean, those were on Groupon.
And it has to be something that you really want to go see and make the time for, right? You got to make the time for, you know, to get out of other commitments that you might have during the week to make it to the show, right?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I always have stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I just know I knew the concert was in October, so I just knew every time somebody asked about a meeting date in October, I was just like, I can't do anything this day in October, because I know I have this one thing happening.
Yeah.
It's in the evening, but, you know, I want to keep my day fairly clear.
Yeah.
It's just weird, especially because it's in the middle of the week, so it was very hard to plan around. But, you know, accommodated it, but I don't want to have to buy my own concert tickets years in advance so that I can afford it.
Right, Jesus. Yeah. So I've got my Hamilton, so it's a two CD set. And so
if we have any, maybe we have some very, very nice people listening that may want to donate some tickets to you.
Yeah, Lin-Manuel Miranda liked one of my tweets, or retweeted one of my tweets recently, and it got like 1,000 likes. I've never had something like that happen before.
Wow.
So.
Okay, well, keep it up. Tweet something about this.
And then that's the other thing, too. It's not like Lin-Manuel Miranda was going to be in Seattle. It's some other guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't want to go anymore.
Well, Jesus. Jesus, give me a break. now you're gonna be a baby about it.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I've already got my CD, and, you know.
It's going to sit and listen to your little CD, like... Yeah. Who even buys CDs anymore?
And I could have easily bought that on that online.
Yeah, you could have not bought it
on iTunes.
And you could have just downloaded it.
That's
and
true.
Streamed it like the rest of the world.
But I bought it because I thought, you know,
because you're a good citizen and you thought you were going to see the show.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that's not happening. So I got to think of something to do in March when it's my birthday. But I it's definitely not Hamilton.
Well, who knows? I don't know. You know, like, if you get all your friends, we're going to have to set up a Facebook page, I swear.
Yeah, that's how we're going to get, like, $12 and you know,
or GoFundMe. If you think about it, if we look at all your friends on Facebook, if even each of them donated $2, you could go to that little show and have a comfortable night.
You know, well, I was going to bring up the people on Facebook. I mean, I got hit up recently for $23.
Oh.
From a former friend, coworker that wanted to borrow $23.
Oh, that's right. I think you told me about this last week.
Yeah.
Did we actually talk about this on the show, or did
no? We just had
this in conversation.
Yeah, we ended it like it was just I've known this person for
a while.
Oh, probably 10 years, maybe, or no, less than 10 years, maybe eight.
But
10 years.
They already have a bad history.
Yeah. And they've fallen. I mean, I haven't clapped eyes on her for years.
Right,
3-4 years at least.
Clapped eyes on her.
Yeah.
How dare she try and?
So she writes. Oh, and not to mention the previous sums of money that I've loaned her previously,
and not received
that's unpaid. Yeah. So unpaid. You get, you know, she sends a message on Facebook, you know, a sob story, and says, you know, I know we haven't kept in touch, and I know. It's tacky for me to ask you for $23. And by the way, $23. I mean, I wonder why it wasn't $20 or $25.
I mean, just make it, you know, let's just say $30.
$250. You know? I mean, what's with $23?
Why $23? Maybe because it sounds more believable. Like,
yeah.
This will make him think I actually have a reason.
Yeah, and I need $23 until Friday.
I would have said, like, $23.75.
Yeah, until Friday. And so that was, you know, was that an inducement that, oh, I'm going to get my money back on Friday?
Yes.
But, well, you know.
Or maybe she just literally needed it until she got money on Friday.
And then would she pay me back because she hadn't paid me back previously, right?
She didn't really say that in that message. I didn't really get that. She said she needed it until, I understand it, until she has money on Friday.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what about the hundreds of dollars from years back, right? Have we just forgot? And you know, so I wrote back a typical, like, nope, can't help. And then I got, sorry for asking, I won't bother you again. So, I mean, the hundreds of dollars from 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, that's gone.
That's done.
Yeah.
Well, so, is there any way for her to really, like, how does she...
Oh, well, so this friend of ours, now I'm not going to give the names, but I'll give the circumstances. She wrote this in her note that she is now living in a homeless shelter in Surrey and gets around in a wheelchair. So,
Your friend, not a friend of ours, no.
No, this is the friend who's wanted to borrow the $23.
The one, yeah.
So, there, you know, so I mean, you know, I mean, it hits all the, you know, the...
Trying to get you to feel bad.
Yeah, so it hits all those right notes in terms of... But, you know, I still remember the hundreds of dollars from years ago when we used to work together.
Right.
So...
And you don't feel bad, do you?
No, I don't feel bad saying, nope, can't help.
No.
Not at all. I feel kind of, you know...
Well, you feel bad she lives in a homeless shelter, I'm sure.
Well, you might say that, but I...
Do you? No? I mean, whatever.
This is not
your problem, I suppose.
Well, no, I mean, this is not a person who, let's say, I don't, you know, look back on fondly, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I mean, I do sound cruel and maybe, you know, ungenerous, especially in this cheerful holiday season. But,
Yeah.
I mean, people that knew this person that I once worked with, I mentioned this to a couple of people at work, and they said, yeah, no, she's bad news.
Bad news bear.
So, yeah, so, I mean, I don't feel bad at all, but, I mean, you know.
You know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, sometimes you just gotta cut people off.
Yeah.
They're just, they need to be able to,
I mean, I do feel bad that she's in a wheelchair and living in a homeless shelter, but, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks, yeah.
But, I mean, you know, that's, I mean,
but you're right. That's not my problem.
And, well, and to mention that as a way, prefacing that, and then saying, "Oh, I need $23." I mean, doesn't really sound. You know what I mean? There wasn't even a "How are you? What's new? Haven't talked to you lately."
Exactly. Like, how have you been? At least try and, you know, tickle your fancy a bit before going in for the
make conversation. Yeah.
Going in for the gold.
So she's only interested in the $23. And to be honest, I haven't, as I said, I've never seen her in years, nor talked to her in years. So, you know, I mean, it's not like.
Yeah, it's weird when people just like, it's like, why me?
Yeah, well, I guess because she used to hit me up when we used to work together for cash, and I guess she just thought that.
She knows you have money.
But,
she knows you're.
Well, but what happened all those years, you know what I mean, in between?
Well, she might have had money.
That's true, yeah. No, well, she ended up in a homeless shelter, so I doubt that.
So maybe not.
Yeah, but...
You said she had a daughter, right?
Yeah.
Does she? Or she was estranged, hopefully.
No, I don't... I don't know. I don't know what the deal is there.
Hopefully she's got some contact. Yeah, it's a weird... Some support. Well, you know... You know, I mean, I just feel bad for people that have absolutely nobody you know, in their lives. I just feel sad for some people anyway.
Yeah, well, you know.
But you're like, well, all right, well.
Maybe it's
good. Saved myself $23.
Yeah, and it's good I'm not going to Hamilton because I don't want to end up like that, right? You know,
nope,
in my 50s, you know, texting people or Facebook messaging people.
I'd send you $23.
Well, I appreciate it. So
you can text me that.
But I need $2,300 for Hamilton.
Oh, shit. Well. That's, you know.
What did you say? Good night? Did you say?
I'm paying for braces right now, so that's not going to happen. Hamilton's going to have to wait. Will it be back in like 2020 something?
Yeah, that's true. It could be. Yeah, it'll end up like at the Arts Club.
Yeah, maybe we'll go watch it in 2030 or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
And we have a little.
Or they'll make a movie. You know. I mean, they'll make a movie.
Yeah.
Maybe
that. I mean, by then, we should be able to afford some movie tickets at the very least.
Yeah, but I mean, it does. It seems excessive, though. I mean, unless you're really a huge fan of Lin-Manuel Miranda or a devotee of Alexander Hamilton, that you would want to spend $2,000 for a show. I mean, it just seems...
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
I mean, nobody spends $2,000 to go see U2 or Paul McCartney.
Well, I'm sure some weirdos do.
Sure, but I mean, you know.
But not you.
No, I don't think there'd be anybody that. I mean, even Frank Sinatra. But I
really.
Yeah, I don't think I'd spend $2,000 to see.
I think you would. I think you would. I think you'd consider it for your birthday.
No, Frank Sinatra. No. Well, first of all, he's dead. So I mean.
Well, then even more reason if he came back from the dead.
I'd need a Ouija board, you know.
You wouldn't pay $2,300 to see this man?
No.
Come back from the dead and sing?
No. I saw Tony Bennett once, and that was like when I was 12.
Pretty amazing.
And that was like $80. And that was a lot of money back then, right?
That was a lot of money then, though.
Yeah. So, I mean.
And Tony Bennett was quite special.
But even now.
Where did you see him? Here?
At the Orpheum, yeah. So, I mean, even now, like, he came back a couple times in the last couple of years. But I mean, even now, I mean, I don't, like, he came with Lady Gaga, remember?
Yes.
I don't think I'd spend anything to go see Tony Bennett now.
Well, definitely not $2,300.
No, not even.
$2,300 is the high end, right?
Yeah.
Even the $500, I think, is a bit excessive.
Not even $500 to go see Tony Bennett.
Yeah,
no.
That's even excessive.
I'd see Bruce Springsteen. I'm fascinated by Bruce Springsteen, and so I would go see Bruce Springsteen. But I don't think I'd see anybody else for more than $200.
No, I don't think I would either.
I mean, there can't be anybody. I mean, in show business today, that I would spend that much money to. I mean,
no.
Hillary Clinton's coming to town. I think this
week. Okay,
if it
were like Oprah. Definitely.
Well, she came to town a couple of years ago with George Strombolopoulos. I wouldn't go spend money to go see Oprah.
I love her.
I like Oprah. I like Gail better, actually. But I don't think I'd spend any money to go see Oprah Winfrey. But I'd have Oprah Winfrey on the show, I think.
I mean, I'd like to see her. But I think even when she was here, part of the reason I didn't want to... Not that I didn't want to see her. I just felt like it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
To see Oprah, who's already like the richest woman in the world,
and people have seen her everywhere, right? I mean,
we see her all the time. It was really just a matter of being in the same breathing space as Oprah.
Yeah,
that's all you're paying for at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was never like a viewer of the Oprah Winfrey Show, so I don't have the same.
I love Oprah, but as much as I love her, I'm like I just didn't see it. And, of course, you know, I wanted to bring my grandma, so that would have been easily, like, close to... I can't remember how much tickets we're going for, but it would have been a very expensive evening.
Yeah. Well, just go to...
just basically breathe with Oprah.
Yeah, well, the air is probably different on stage than it is on the stands.
Of course. Well, Oprah, you know, she has a different, you know... Of course, she's Oprah, for God's sake. Well. She's probably got her own... people creating air for her. Fuck. I just want to breathe this air of basic everyday peasants.
But she doesn't. She doesn't strike me as someone who puts on airs like that. I mean, I like I could see Mariah Carey or say Barbara Streisand or.
Barbara seems very down to earth.
Really, I don't think she's down to earth at all. but I think Oprah's more down to earth than those two.
Oh, Oprah's super cool. I just saw a thingy with her and Ellen grocery shopping.
Oh, yeah, with the mom and the daughter. I saw that, yeah.
Isn't that hilarious? I'm like, you know, why can't I see Oprah at the grocery store and have her come to my house and offer to cook? Like, really?
I'd
probably collapse.
Yeah, see, I don't watch the Ellen show, but I mean...
You know what? I don't either. I just watch
Is she
the
like that? Because she's really annoying in that Oprah thing.
She was. I would have, like, I can't, I have friends like that, and it's, I can't take them out. I can't go out in public with them. It's
I mean, like, I'm watching that, and then she's, like, you know, she's fooling around with the food and you know, goofing off. Like, she was scaring Oprah with a mask and things like that.
Giving away her money.
I mean, that's just, it's
just rude. It really is.
So is that it's her telling. Show now? Is that, like, is she, I know she dances a lot, but, I mean, does she do that and, like.
She does this with other celebrities. You know, my little one, Sophia, watches Ellen all the time. She'll PVR it, too,
yeah.
and come home and watch it. I personally don't care for the Ellen show that much.
Yeah.
I mean, she's funny. I've always liked Ellen.
I've always liked her, too, but, I mean, if this is her show, I would never watch that show.
No. I don't know how often she does these things. I know her and Oprah have a special relationship, so she comes on every so often, like, not often, but once in a while, and it's always fun.
Yeah.
But she does the she's done the grocery store.
Yeah, I saw one with Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, yeah.
Yeah, but she was she was a lot less hyper with Michelle Obama than she was with Oprah, which
And she did it with Britney Spears once, too, and that was hilarious, at the mall.
Really?
That was... But she does. She gets. I don't know if Ellen's really like that when you take her out in public, because if that's the case, that's very risky.
Yeah, I don't. And it's probably annoying for her, because people would run into her at the store, and then expect her to do stuff like that, even if she's
pretty
just
funny,
out,
and then she's like not.
She's
right?
just there to buy, you know, contact
she's
lens
just there
solution.
To grocery shop.
Yeah.
Well, from what it sounds like, she doesn't actually do grocery shopping. She said the last time she was in a grocery store, like. They actually have to, they can date it. Huh. It's like weird. But also, they probably have the luxury of, you know, sending people out to do that. Or just ordering online like I do.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're just like Ellen then, aren't you?
I'm almost there. Like, I feel like I'm moving up to their levels.
Yeah.
Grocery ordering. Next, I'll be shopping with Oprah.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I like Gail better. I think Gail is more fun than Oprah.
Yeah, I don't care for Gail.
Really? I like her on that morning. Well, she distinguished herself when the Charlie Rose thing, when Charlie Rose got fired.
Right,
She and Nora, I thought they were outstanding. And I think she's terrific on that morning show.
I'll pay more attention to her. I've honestly just, you know, been like, oh, she's just Oprah's friend, so.
Yeah. No, she's in that, she's in, like in the current group of journalists nowadays.
That's interesting.
She's up there. I mean, she's, you know, she's like there with Stephanopoulos and with, Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer.
I'm going to have to do some more research on her.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about Gail. What's her last name?
King.
Gail King.
Yeah, she's married to Larry King. No, she wasn't, but.
Oh, my God. You gave me a heart attack there. I was like, oh, God.
Well, Larry King's been married to, like, 12 different people 9 times or something like that.
Is he still alive?
He is, yeah. And there's
I'm
always,
blown away.
There's always these rumors about him and his current wife splitting up, even though they've been married for 20 years. She was hosing the kid's baseball coach at one point. And,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised he's still alive.
So I guess on that note, we'll end the show not only for this week but for this year, because we're not coming back until January.
Yeah, we need to get our Christmas shopping done.
you'll need to finish that. Yeah,
We'll be wrapping presents and preparing for Monday. Monday.
You know what I do is because I'm, you know, I don't keep wrapping paper in stock, and nor do I feel that there's value in buying a whole roll.
No, there isn't.
So what I do is I just, you know, you just get envelopes or whatever and just put them in there. And then give
them
to people.
What the hell are you giving away?
No, I mean, like, you get, you know, like those big envelopes, you know, the mailing envelopes. Just put your gift in there and then give it to the person.
Well, that's weird, but I'm sure, you know, whatever works, whatever floats your boat. You know, I use a lot of gift bags.
A gift bag, sure, yeah. Or gift bags.
Or like just, you know, nice boxes.
Newsprint,
that's maybe what I'll do this year because, you know, it really is a lot of waste. And I feel like buying paper, spending money on paper only to rip it up,
yeah,
I just don't understand. Doesn't make any kind of sense to me.
Well, you get if you buy it from Tiffany, they give you that blue box with a ribbon, so you don't really need to do anything anymore.
Well, shit, that's for the cost of what you're paying at Tiffany's, they better.
Yeah,
that's the least they can do.
So you don't have to wrap it anymore. It's great. No. You just hand them the.
And people save those boxes and bags for a lifetime. So it's kind of worth it.
Yeah. Well, I will talk to you. Next year, but until then, Jackie, thank you for not only the last few weeks in terms of this third year that we've started this, but, you know, for the rest of the year and the chats every week, and Merry Christmas to you and your family, and Happy New Year, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Yeah, it's been a lovely year. You as well. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Hopefully we'll get a chance to connect in between now and the new year.
We meant to get together since, I guess, the spring.
We did.
We were supposed to get together in the summer. And
like,
that,
what is this? Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Usually we're actually pretty good about that. We did actually see each other this year, though. We have seen each other this year.
Yeah, but it hadn't been 6 months at least, right?
Yeah, it's been a little while, so we'll hopefully reconnect between now and the new year.
We probably won't, but until then.
Well, let's just say we will and be hopeful, okay?
Yeah, it's a season of hope, isn't it?
And it is a season of hope.
Yeah.
And if anything, we can always make it a New Year's resolution.
There you go, yeah. Which
we're bound to something else.
Yeah.
Well, that's Two Peas in a Podcast from Monday, December 18th, 2017.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Plata.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We will be back next year in 2018.